This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Among those things that might make you shake your head today, there's this. From the Chicago suburb of Arlington Heights, Illinois, where police picked up a 52-year-old man for driving under the influence. Oh, no, it sure wasn't his first time. That first time was 1982. And there have been 15 more since then. The most recent one was last month. If convicted, he'll be back in prison again. From This Week in Agribusiness, we were a little bit surprised this week at some of the optimism we heard in Washington about the possible passage of a farm bill. Though sticky issues remain, especially with the changes Republicans want to make in the nutrition title of that bill, that title that funds the SNAP and school lunch programs, some lobbyists told us they think, and they certainly hope, the pieces can fall into place for timely passage of a bill this year. One Washington farm policy expert noted that the leadership of the Senate Agriculture Committee has a good track record of bipartisan cooperation. Near Cincinnati, the fire department needed help from the police department with an emergency medical run. Upon the EMS unit's arrival at the hospital, a patient became unruly, and police officer Darcy Workman had to use her taser, but she accidentally tased firefighter Ricky Wagoner. Officer Workman felt an apology wasn't enough, so she baked a cake with an apology in the icing. On that cake, it said, "Sorry, I tased you." It seemed to smooth things over. Maybe you saw the photo of both the police officer and the firefighter smiling as she presented the cake. At North St. Paul, Minnesota, Assistant Fire Chief Dustin Callis said they train at his fire department every day. They train to know what to do in the event, as he put it, somebody throws us a curveball. Well, that so-called curveball at Dustin was a baby thrown to the firefighter. During a blaze in North St. Paul this week, a frantic father threw his child from a balcony down about 25 feet and into the arms of Chief Dustin Callis. It must have been a good throw, and it was a perfect catch. The father then was able to get out of the burning building also. Two saves that day. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.